It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us once again, Skinny of Mushroom Head. How are you?
Excellent. How are you today? And thanks for having me back on, by the way. It's been a minute.
Of course. Yes, it has been a minute. And obviously, the world has changed so much in the 6 years since the last album. We're here to talk about the new record, A Wonderful Life. What makes A Wonderful Life particularly indicative of the time we're living in?
Isn't it fun? He can really look at it. It almost puts the explanation point at the end of it for me. Is the glass half full? Is the glass half empty? And, you know, boy, it really seems like a sarcastic title in these modern times, doesn't it? You know, we try to leave it open for interpretation as well. You know, we want the listener to kind of take their own journey with that title as they listen to the whole album and, you know, decide for themselves. Some songs are, you know, wonderful, and others maybe not so much as far as, you know, being able to relate day to day. But yeah, again, it sure does seem like a kind of tongue-in-cheek with what's happening right now, currently.
Skinny from Mushroom Head with us. The new record for Mushroom Head, A Wonderful Life, comes out next week, June 19th. Here's a tune from it, Seen It All. It's Full Metal Jackie, Skinny of Mushroom Head, on the show with us tonight talking about the new Mushroom Head record, A Wonderful Life. And there are new band members performing on this record. There's a returning band member on it as well. How do those fluctuations make you creatively sharper?
You know, this time around, it was a lot of fun, right? Kind of back to our roots, doing a lot of experimenting. And, you know, with new vocalists come new possibilities. So there was a lot of experimenting with layering and stacking and even harmonizing. You know, Miss Jackie's been on the stage with us and touring for the last 6 years. And now Mr. Rockhorse just hit a little over 2 doing the touring. So during the time over the last 2 years is basically when we did a lot of the writing and arranging. We did a lot of it while we were on the road. We were even fortunate enough to record some of the stuff. Some of the vocals got recorded at Abbey Road when we were in London on tour as well. So we worked while we were touring on, like I said, a lot of possibilities and a lot of experimenting again. And with the two of them being so diverse, it brought a lot of new flavor and new texture. Like I said, sometimes Stevie and Jackie harmonize together, and it's a brand new color on the Mushroom Head palette.
Skinny from Mushroom Head with us again. Their new album, A Wonderful Life, comes out next week. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden. Going to check out a new track from Behemoth. Skinny will be picking music. And up next, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Full Metal Jackie, Skinny of Mushroom Head, on the show with us this week. We're talking about the new Mushroom Head record, A Wonderful Life, and it's 17 tracks, well over an hour of music. In a soundbite society like ours, what's the risk and payoff in releasing such an extended piece of work?
Well, it was extended by 4 tracks. The original version is 13 songs, and the other 4 were bonus, and we just felt that, you know, taking 5 years in between putting out new music, that we wanted the fans to, you know, really hear where we were coming from, and just kind of everything that we laid down while we were in the studio together, and that, you know, was pretty close, and, you know, things that we really felt passionate about, we just really wanted to share with the fan base that we already have. Now, I do understand, you know, some people are, it's ADD, man. They get 30 seconds in and they want to hear the next thing and want to hear the next thing. I think by this being album number 8, we've learned a little bit more of our own patience and, you know, trying to make things that we can be proud of, you know, 10 years later and not so worried about being flavor of the week or keeping everyone occupied. I think it's one of those albums that if you sit down and you take the entire journey and look at it as a whole, I think you get a really fresh perspective on a otherwise older band.
Skinny of Mushroom Head with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Mushroom Head record, A Wonderful Life, comes out next week. And coming up this hour, music from Blitzkrieg. We're going to check out a new track from Nightwish. We've also got the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. and more with Skinny. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Skinny of Mushroom Head, on the show with us this evening. And you're extremely hands-on with literally all aspects of Mushroom Head: writing, performing, producing, and promotion. How has the way Mushroom Head defines you as a person changed over time?
You know, I don't know if I've really changed personally that much. You know, I keep my nose to the grindstone. I still work my 15-hour days. It doesn't matter where, if I, you know, I'm working on editing video or audio or capturing, you know, vocals or literally filming something. It's literally with between the cameras and the microphones, what am I going to point these things at today type of attitude. You know, I do step back sometimes and look at it, and, you know, I'm kind of blown away. Where does the time go? This year will be 27 years of Mushroom Head performing live. Hopefully we get to actually do a show this year during all the craziness. But, you know, as an artist, I've definitely, I think, progressed along with the times. I think one of the most, the coolest attribute I think about staying in it is technology and being able to record, say, on the bus, or just record an idea as soon as the inspiration strikes, versus 20 years ago when we were still using tape machines. I got, you know, 2-inch tape staring me in the face everywhere, you know, from our original first four albums. We weren't as fortunate as we were to capture that initial impulse. So I think, you know, if anything, it's made me more of a workaholic.
Skinny of Mushroom Head with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Got to take a quick break. Coming up, though, we'll be hearing from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also a new tune from Nightwish, and more with Skinny of Mushroom Head. It's Full Metal Jackie, Skinny of Mushroom Head, on the show with us tonight, talking about the new record for Mushroom Head, A Wonderful Life. And coronavirus has completely changed life for all touring musicians. What's been the biggest adjustment for you to make not being on the road?
You know, it seems like a really extended period between tours. We do about 120 to 180 shows a year, depending on what's going on. We're very active on touring the club scene, especially in the States. It's where, you know, where we're at, you know, on the market wise right now. So, you know, we love playing the clubs, but it just seems like a really extended break in between. And the uncertainty is really crazy, because you hear something different every day, as far as all festivals are off until next year. And then as those conversations go, is that even the case? So I think, you know, the uncertainty of it is pretty frightening. And I would imagine I'm not the only, you know, band saying this. You know, like, we're all like, you know, what is going on, and, you know, what's going to happen? But in the same breath, I'm a little intrigued by it, and up for the challenge on how to continue to push myself as an artist and as a band, without the end goal of getting on the road. You know, there's a lot more to creating and a lot more to making music than just getting out on a stage. I mean, God bless it. That is, you know, one of the most wonderful things I've ever done, is being able to share a stage with, you know, my bandmates, and share a stage with, you know, crowds of people that actually like our music. You know, it's one of the best feelings in the world, without a doubt. But like I said, I'm also up for the challenge on, you know, where is this going? And there's a lot of other things to focus on and keep your, you know, creativity, you know, to try to just keep moving forward with being creative and finding other ways to, you know, in looser terms, exploit your own media. You know, thank God for the internet. What would we do without the internet? If this happened in, say, this was, say, 1993, I can't even imagine what the world would be like without being able to, you know, share some sort of art forms the way we do. It would be really, really crazy. So if anything, I'm glad it's happened at this point in my life, this whole COVID stuff. I'm glad it's now, not versus, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I think of that often. But back to your question, yeah, I'm up for the challenge to figure out another way to you know, make more fans and continue making art.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Pick up the new Mushroom Head record, A Wonderful Life. Skinny, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for being on the show again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to getting out there. Hopefully see you soon.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.